wanna be down with the kids.
Welcome to The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, featuring John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I love being around them.
Get involved by phone at 713-780-3776. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, the kings of Houston sports radio, John and Lance.
Can't do that right before the show. Good Friday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with RJ on this Friday morning as we start our 26th year on the air right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. And boy, the Astros gave us a nice present last night, a nice 5-1 win over the Rangers. And I got to tell you, that was really, really neat. The Astros have the bases loaded, and they've got Siri and Maldonado coming up with one out. And Siri strikes out on three pitches, beat it.
Yeah.
So after they brought in the lefty, and now Maldonado is up. And you got Yuli on the bench.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, you know what? I know Dusty, you like your guy. You want to give him some love. You want him to bat in this situation. But it's a 2-1 game. You got Presley warming up in the bullpen. It's the bottom of the eighth inning. You could use some runs.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It was very doable to bat Yuli in that spot and then come with Castro.
Yeah.
That was a completely acceptable move.
So instead he stays with Maldonado, and Maldonado shoots a double into the right center field gap, and all three runs score. And I couldn't have felt better. And the guy said, you didn't see it, but the bench exploded like they had just won the game. They love Maldonado. And you don't know how much it pains him, how much it pains Maldonado to be hitting like this. Last year, I got a guy who is close to him, and Carlos, and he told me, he said, man, Machete comes in, and he's so down. And Carlos has got to, you know, try to cheer him up all the time because he wants to hit for the team. He wants it so bad. The teammates love him. He works so hard behind the plate. He works so hard at hitting, and he just doesn't. He just doesn't come through, and he can't come through. And it's just so hard on him, and he wants it so bad. And for Dusty to have that faith in him, and for Dusty to keep him in the game in that situation, and for him to come through, man, the whole bench, they said they jumped out of the dugout like they just won the game.
For that hit.
Yeah, for that hit.
Well, it's because, you know, there's certain guys on every team in every sport where you just cheer for. Especially in basketball, you see it when a guy, usually it's a guy who comes off the bench and everyone wants him to score late in the game and things like that. Maldonado's one of those guys right now who actually starts. But, yeah, probably because he does want it so bad. And, you know, he's got a good sense of humor.
Yeah.
He had the good sense of humor with Carlos Correa's stuff. Like,
well, he and Carlos are best friends.
They obviously have to be very, very close. And, yeah, it was, hey, it worked for Dusty, you know. He decided to say, Dusty basically must have thought the chances of Maldonado doing something here, plus his defensive ability and pitch calling, is greater than Yuli pinch hitting and Jason Castro. As I say it out loud, it doesn't feel like a numbers move.
No. It wasn't a numbers move. You know what it was?
There.
You know what it was? It was a feelings move.
Yeah.
It was. Because if Maldonado comes through the way he did, that whole team behind him, that whole team loving that, everything about that was a big positive for the team. And here's Machete after the game talking about the hit.
You know, I always feel good that I come to you. I feel like, you know, behind the plate, I was calling a really good game for Framber and Neris at the time. And, you know, just being able to help on the defensive side with those insurance runs, I think is always huge.
It was huge. And you feel so good for that guy. So, because he struggles so hard. And listen, you know, you say, oh, you know what? He's just not a good hitter or whatever. I mean, the dude works his ass. He works hard. He wants to be the best. He He is a worker. Now, he's not a great – he's never going to be a great hitter. He's just not, He's not, going to be – he is what he is. But you know what? Every pitcher wants him behind the plate. They don't care. They don't care. They want him behind the plate. That's how good he is defensively.
When he roped that right, that double in the right center field, you know what Dusty said?
That's why he's called Machete.
That's why he's called Machete.
That's why he's called Machete.
That's why he's called Machete. He is Machete. He is. That is. I felt so good for him last night because I hear the, you know, the stories behind the scenes and how down he is and how he wants to help the team. And, you know, he just he hates to be a detriment offensively, and for him to come through like that and for Dusty to believe in him. That's the kind of stuff that, you know, it means more than just those three. That means more than getting those runs if Yuli was up there.
That was awesome for Frambro. I mean, you got two in the first. And then you just chilled it out, and then you wait till the very end to get
that
your next
lineup,
three.
Though
it was,
I mean,
look, it's not your best.
No,
it's not your best.
Giving Uncle Mike the night off, giving Yuli the night off.
It's not
off.
Your best. There was a bunch, and even the guys like, you know, Bregman. You look at the batting average for some of the guys.
Was the cleanup hitter,
but Ledmus has been hitting lately.
I know, but how about Altuve? The way he's hitting lately,
Altuve is red hot.
Okay, let me give you this. I'm going to give you this right now.
Did anyone really think that this was the end for Altuve?
That he wouldn't be MVP Altuve. Yeah, no.
Well, no, I don't think he's MVP Altuve. But just because somebody starts slow, I mean, no. I don't know. There's no reason to doubt Altuve.
No, not well. You know, he's gone through his ups and downs. There's no question about that. But he looks like
comes
right
out on the
now
other side.
The way he's sitting
looks great.
Okay, OPS, name the order. That they are
actually, I looked at it last night. Altuve is right at he's over 900 now.
Okay, so name the order of Tucker, Pena, Altuve, Alvarez.
I think it goes Alvarez, Altuve. No, Alvarez, Tucker, Altuve, Pena.
It goes,
or is it Alvarez, Altuve?
It's Altuve first.
Tucker. Oh, it is.
It's Altuve.
Oh,
first.
He's ahead of.
It's the highest OPS.
Oh, okay, so it's Altuve. So then Yordan's come down then a little bit more.
Yordan is second.
Okay, and then it's Tucker Pena, isn't it?
It's Pena. It's Pena Tucker.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean,
was surprised to see. I was just very pleased to see last night. I was looking at what Altuve's done recently because I was thinking the same. I mean, he's been involved with run scoring and looking at where he's come from and where he is right now. I was just surprised to see that OPS up over 900.
Over 900.
I was like, wow. I didn't realize. I know he's been hot lately, but. You know, it's also the sample size is still relatively small to the season, so you can make up big chunks.
Yeah.
You can make up big chunks quickly.
He's still not eligible for the batting title because he hasn't played enough games.
Yeah,
not enough at bats.
But how about the pitching last night? So you've got, after the first inning, Fromber really settles down, and Fromber was fantastic after that. He is throwing strikes. You know, I think it's 93 pitches, 72 strikes, 96 pitches, 72 strikes. That's awesome for Fromber. When you're in that number, when you're 96, 72, Fromber's going to have good. It's going to be a really good night for Fromber if he's throwing that percentage of strikes. Because when he's throwing the ball over the plate for strikes, he's tough to hit. He just throws pitches that are tougher to hit. Usually, when he's in trouble, it's because he gets himself in trouble. You look at his WHIP. His WHIP number, I got to see if it's still over 1.2. At one point, I checked it in the second or third inning. His WHIP was 1.27. Yeah, it's 1.26 now. His ERA is a 2.68 with a 1.26 WHIP. That's a little unusual, but it just shows that he walks people with the WHIP number, walks hits per nine inning, being up over 1.1. He gets himself in trouble with walks. But then the ERA shows you he gets himself out of it, too. So he gets himself in, he gets himself out. But he had a great performance, but Nariz and Presley, two innings, six punch-outs. They set the order down. I mean, two straight innings of nothing but strikeouts for the Astros.
15 pitches and 14 pitches.
That was crazy. Yeah. And the Astros right now are at a point where the bullpen right now is a major plus for them. It's just a major plus right now. It's hard to get around it. When they're able to avoid certain pitch, right now they've got enough arms. And I'll give Click credit for this. Over the last couple of years, he's accumulated and acquired enough arms to where you know, it kind of looks like the way it looks for the Dodgers and Yankees all the time, where you just have, man, there's a lot of good arms. Seems like everyone they come in with in the playoffs has got, you know, is battle tested, good, low ERAs. Well, that's what the Astros look
well,
like. Right
I think the, well, I think the Graveman, Montero for Toro trade is highly underrated. Graveman gave you all those innings last year, and he cooled off in the postseason. But Montero looks good this year. And, you know, all you gave up for it was Toro, who was going to be a utility guy anyway, and you picked up Dubon.
You find utility
You just picked up Dubon for nothing.
Nico Gudrum. Oh, no, it's not going to be him. Let's go with this.
You picked up Dubon for Papirsky. That was nothing. So this is rounding out really. Now, take it all with a grain of salt. Yeah. It was the Rangers.
Yeah.
It was the Rangers.
They're a national embarrassment, but still.
Yeah.
You know, I care about the Astros the way they're performing.
Speaking
of Fromber, anytime I see Fromber throwing strikes, I get excited because that version of Fromber is a number one starting pitcher in the league.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's a really good number one when he's throwing strikes. And you already know Justin Verlander is a Cy Young Award candidate. So, man, there's a 25-14 right now for the Astros. Altuve's getting a little bit hotter.
Yeah.
And then you've got, you know, your starters and your relievers are. There's a lot of things to like right now headed into now that we're about to hit 100 to 110 degrees, it's really heating up with the Astros the same way it's about to be 110, 112 degrees.
That's great.
We're getting hot.
Perfect.
Astros.
I mean, perfect. The two of them get hot together. All right, when we come back, the Jimbo Saban thing, if you didn't hear all of it.
It's turning into, okay, Bomani Jones is going to join us today at 8 o'clock, and we'll get some of Bomani's thoughts on this because he's a big college football fan also. We may need to get some other guests on, Peter Burns or whatever, because it's funny, talking to a lot of football people yesterday, like around college football, no one can believe that Nick Saban did this.
He broke the code.
He not only did he break the code, did you see what Travis Johnson said? When we come back, I'm going to read Travis Johnson's tweet. Yeah. This is going to start happening more and more often.
Yep. All right. When we come back, we'll do all of that. All right, here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. But in the meantime, let's talk about your patio.
Let's talk about Texas Custom Patios. The crew from... Steven and he's got some crew coming in from Dallas. They're there doing some work. They work in Houston, Dallas. Soon they'll be in Austin. And his business is growing and growing because the success of Texas Custom Patios. I mean, it's really a fantastic operation. From the way that they designed, the way that they set up the design for you to see it, and it's like a perfect rendering so that you can truly get a great sense. It's not one of those just, you know, blueprint sketches and where it's that bird's eye view and you can't really tell what everything looks like. This is a rendering from the ground level that really shows you where it's got a lot of plants in there, your furniture in there, and you really see what your life could be like. And he creates, Texas Custom Patios creates a backyard oasis from the materials they use to the way it's put together, the workmanship, the craftsmanship, to just what you get. You want an outdoor kitchen, they can do that. You want a fire pit, you want a fireplace there, multiple TVs, a bar area with a great, with bar stools and a great island there. They can do that for you as well. It's Texas Custom Patios. Time for you to truly enjoy your home the way that you want to enjoy it. And if you go to tcplance.com, you can see the before and after on my house, and you can see the difference that it truly makes. TexasCustomPatios.com.
ESPN 97.5.
I want to talk right now about MyBookie. MyBookie.ag. Promo code BET975. It's the best way to play to win and get paid. It is the best time to get in because you are going to get a bonus when you sign up. Or, listen, any kind of deposit right now. Any kind of deposit and you put in BET975 as your code, you're going to get a deposit bonus. So if you're looking for a great way to play and win and get paid, right now the PGA Championship is going on. Did you know that Rahm and Morikawa were going to struggle? Well, if you did, you got yourself a little bit of money. Did you know that Rory McIlroy was going to dominate? Well, then you got yourself a little bit of money. If you're looking for a great way to play on a daily basis, props, whatever it is, they got the hockey playoffs going on right now. You got the NBA playoffs going on right now. You got baseball. You got golf. Got MMA, got all kinds of stuff great to bet on. If you're looking for a great way to play, win, and get paid, mybookie.ag. Promo code BET975. Look at
You're listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So, okay, before we get started with this, just want you to know you got to take the day off and play a fun round of golf with us. Your favorite sports station, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, at an occasional invitational presented by SiteJab.com, benefiting kids' meals. This year's tournament will take place Tuesday, June 14th at 10:30 a.m. at Wildcat Golf Club. Each golfer is going to receive beverages from Carback Brewing Company, lunch with Mendocino Farms, dinner, 18 holes of golf, and a quick award ceremony immediately after the tournament. Register now at ESPN975.com. I'm not going to be able to play in it now. I was supposed to go play in a tournament in Tampa. I got to bow out of that, all because I acted like you the other night. Slipped on my stairs.
What are you talking about?
I went and got my x-rays yesterday. Broke a couple ribs.
You're right.
Yeah.
You could tell?
Yeah. Oh, could I tell? Woo. I've got a recommendation for you. Don't break your ribs.
What'd they say?
They said, you got broken ribs.
And then what? Now what?
Nothing. You can't do anything about it.
That's the worst.
Yeah. Nothing. You can't do anything.
How about quarterbacks who play with broken ribs?
Oh, no.
Or cracked ribs. Can you believe that?
No. That's how didn't Dan Pastorini invent the
flak
jacket?
Yeah.
Because of broken ribs. I can't even imagine taking a hit on that. I can't even imagine.
Playing with broken ribs.
No. All right. So I want to tell you, I would like, who you got, Jimbo or Saban in the ring?
Jimbo. Jimbo's too young.
Jimbo, kill him.
Jimbo's younger than, I mean, Jimbo's not young, but he's younger than Nick Saban. But
He's feisty.
This is, if you missed it, Nick Saban went after A&M about, we played the sound yesterday, it's our big 25th anniversary show, so we didn't have as much, and so we really need to cover it now, because Jimbo has, I've never seen this in college football, where two coaches, that's not entirely true, we've seen coaches take shots, but this is scorched earth from two different coaches at major universities in the biggest conference in
football. In the same conference, right. Yes, in the biggest conference. This is like huge names.
It's like if Belichick and Andy Reid went at it.
Yeah.
You know, and made comments like this. But only in college would you see this. Because, listen, I think there's probably some truth to what Nick Saban said, based on things I've heard behind the scenes. Now, when I say that, there's... So this is the tricky part. Nick Saban said they bought it. What Jimbo will tell you is it's NIL. Number one, it was not illegal what they did. They were NIL deals. It's inside the construct of the way NIL works now. What Nick Saban would probably tell you, and I don't know if I mentioned this on the air or not, but when I took my son down to Tuscaloosa, my wife and I, and we visited Alabama because he's got a merit scholarship offer, so we're going to go look at Alabama. And he chose Alabama over A&M, and I told him, A&M's got to be your mortal enemy now, Alec.
Yeah.
Alec.
Now it's
Alabama versus A&M now.
Right.
Now you got to hate them.
Right.
But when we were there, one of the directors of football who was giving us a walk around, he goes, I've never seen it. He goes, college football, there's certain, he goes, I'm not saying college football's clean. He said, I have never seen it like this. He said, this is really terrible. And then the transfer portals made it even worse with the NIL and a transfer portal stacked together. He goes, this is really, really
right. It's really horrible for those guys that make $8 million, $9 million, $11 million a year that get to get out of their contract whenever they want.
That's not what he's talking about.
No, those coaches that get to do
no,
that
no,
too.
No, that's not what he's talking about.
He's talking about how
having players recruited off your roster.
Well, that's illegal. Wait a minute. That's illegal anyway. That's illegal. And you know what else is illegal?
But now it can't happen.
You know what else is? It can't happen. You can't recruit players off other people's
rosters.
Don't
tell me it can't happen. It's happening.
Because, listen.
Oh, it's illegal. What's going to happen?
People have been breaking NCAA rules forever and getting away with it. I mean, they've just been doing it. And you think that it's going to stop now. Here's the deal. Here's two things you're not supposed to do. You're not supposed to use NIL money to recruit, and you're not supposed to recruit off other people's rosters. Now, if you do those two things, you're breaking the rules.
Doesn't matter. There's no who's going to and what's going to happen.
Well, that's the problem. That's not the question of NIL, or it's not the question. The question is how impotent is the NCAA?
Well,
that's the question.
There is no NCAA.
There is no NCAA. So they need a new governing body. That's the whole thing about this. Now, what Nick said, that's a whole different story. What Nick Saban did the other night broke the code. He singled out Texas A&M and Deion Sanders for going out and buying players. And boy, did Jimbo come back hard. Jimbo came back at him like I've never seen.
Do we want to play Nick first so we get the full scope? Because we still have Nick from yesterday, Nick
said,
right?
I mean, we played it yesterday. Nick Saban said Texas A&M went out and bought players. They bought their whole team, and we did it the right way. And here's what Jimbo responded.
Some people think they're God. Go dig into how God did his deal. You may find out about a guy that a lot of things you don't want to know. We built him up to be the czar of football. Go dig into his past or anybody that's ever coached with him. You can find out anything you want to find out, what he does and how he does it. And it's despicable.
That is – now, here's the thing. Jimbo knows where the bodies are buried.
Well, no, this is that was the biggest nuclear arms – he basically turned the nuke on Saban publicly and then laid out for anyone that has the balls to go follow this up, this is what you do. Yeah. This is, to me, I can't believe, to me, this is huge because what Nick Saban did, there's two things that feel suspicious about Nick Saban's comments. Do I think Nick has, once again, I think there's probably some validity in what Nick Saban was saying. And when I met with, you know, like I said, this guy from Alabama was talking about some of the things that are going on, which I have no doubt that all that stuff's going on. That's going on in football. I get it. I think Texas has benefited. Texas A&M has benefited. But they're doing it inside the way, hey, it's technically legal right now to set up little entities outside of – it certainly breaks the spirit of the NIL, but from what I can tell, it's not illegal if you do it the right way. If you find these loopholes, and they found loopholes – and what Nick Saban, this is the second time Nick Saban has come out. Here's the first time that where Nick Saban came out and went, huh, that's kind of weird. Is in 2013-ish, around there, maybe 12, where he was upset that the game was being played too fast, that the warp speed, now A&M was using it and Johnny Manziel beat him. He didn't like the warp speed thing and he started saying that players were going to get hurt and pull muscles and the NCAA needed to look into us. And then before you know it, he was doing it with Lane Kiffin. That just shows you that he didn't like that the field was – that somebody found a way to even the field. And then when you look at this, this feels like the same thing. Here's somebody who has a great recruiting class, and they have a new – frankly, NIL does give them an opportunity.
No, he doesn't like it at all. Jimbo – that's what Jimbo said. Jimbo went on to talk about – He doesn't like it. No, not because he's not on top. When he's not on top, this narcissist, this is what happens to this narcissist when he is not on top. And two things about that. One is, I think he was, you know, he was in front of a bunch of businessmen what Nick Saban was speaking and was talking about this thing. One was, I think he lit a fire under them saying, these guys are all doing this. We need to do it too. And as if he's not doing it right now.
Oh, yeah.
As if he's not doing it
right
now.
So he was talking to money.
His guys, all of his players have NIL deals. So him saying that they don't have NIL and him throwing rocks at other teams about NIL is legal. NIL is legal.
What's
not legal is recruiting, using NIL to recruit. Now, has Nick Saban ever used money to recruit a player? Jimbo Fisher just said it. Go look at him.
Jimbo. What Jimbo Fisher told you is any coach that's ever coached them, Jimbo coached them at LSU. Jimbo basically told you what he does is despicable. Look into the background. There's a lot to cover here. Here's Jimbo Fisher. Here's some more scuds being. Mm. And this is personal. First of all, Jimbo got personal with Lane Kiffin when Lane Kiffin said something. Jimbo's like, Jimbo's ready to fight.
How much
people
would you like to be in that coach's meeting?
Oh my God. Listen to this. Here's his second comment about Saban.
When he doesn't get his way or things don't go his way, the narcissist in him doesn't allow those things to happen. And it's ridiculous. But when he's not on top and the parody in college football he's been talking about, go talk to coaches who coach for him. You'll find out all the parody. Go dig into wherever he's been. You can find out anything.
Now, I don't know exactly what that means about the parody he's been talking about. Go talk to coaches. I don't know exactly what he means by that, but I do know what he means by calling him a narcissist.
Yep.
I do know what he means by when things aren't going. And that's what speaks to when the time when he said they needed to stop going fast in college football because people were going to get hurt. That was him clearly complaining because he was – the field had been leveled. And now NIL, you know,
that's
if you,
leveling if you can the recruiting
come, if you
field.
Can come up with the money.
Yeah.
It, I mean, and that's not the way it's supposed to work.
No,
NIL
but
is supposed to be name, image, likeness.
But listen, Nick.
And Nick doesn't like it.
Nick broke the code. You do not single out a team, especially your former assistant. Now, Nick called Jimbo. Jimbo said, I'm not taking the call. And he called Deion. Deion said, I'm not taking the call. You brought this out publicly. Now we're going to have a public discussion. And Jimbo said the same thing. I ain't talking to him. No, he is despicable. Holy crap. You want to talk about, I want to be in that coach's room when Lane Kiffin, Jimbo, and Nick are all sitting there and they all have to, listen, those coaches' rooms are legendary. With Saban versus Les Miles.
Really?
And oh my
so
God.
So really they are all together in a room?
They have a coaches, SEC coaches meeting.
When?
With just the coaches.
When?
I think it's in the spring.
And for what?
It might be
for
coming
what?
Up. Or it might have happened already. It probably happened
for
already.
For what?
They do maybe before the meetings. Because they all meet to talk about what they're going. Every conference has coaches meetings. Every conference.
That's just weird to me.
No,
what's up, Arthur?
Every conference has coaches meetings where just the coaches get together and they talk about stuff that they would like to change or whatever. What do we want me to do? And there were years when Nick Saban used to say, we need 9 games. You know, we need to go to our athletic directors. We need 9 conference games. And all the other guys were like, Vanderbilt was like, screw you, Nick. We ain't doing no 9 games. I don't need no 9. I need some wins. I need some wins. That's fine for you.
That's
to
an
have
extra
9.
Loss.
It's an extra loss. I want to go play Missouri State, not you. What,
yeah.
Are you crazy?
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's been wars in those coaches' meetings.
Well, Nick is going to look out for Nick.
But somebody told me the disdain that Nick had for Les Miles, because Les would just go on and talk, and you could see Nick would roll his eyes back and just go.
I can totally see that. I can totally see that as well.
I can't see this one, though. I can't. This is going to be brutal.
No, it's going to be
the next time they all get together. Anyway, what about
– hold on, RJ has something he's been wanting to get in. What's up, RJ?
What you got, RJ?
Well, I just wanted to ask you guys, do you think that if – this were like Clemson or Auburn or like somewhere else, Nick wouldn't have been the way that he was a couple of nights ago. But
yes.
Because of the fact that it is like one of his assistants, he's like, hey,
yes,
like, come on, man. Like, you're going to do this to me, to your mans? I'm your boy. Like, really?
I think because it's in the conference. Oh, no, I think it,
I think it
direct...
might be less that it's because it's Texas A&M, who's really done nothing other than beat,
beat, him
and
last
beat
year.
Alabama. Right.
No, he beat
other
him
than
last
beat
year.
Alabama. But I don't know if it's about, you know, oh, it's Jimbo and you know, you're my assistant and you're doing this to me. I think it's more.
Conference?
I think it's more. It's little Texas A&M has got the best recruiting class, really?
This is the second time he said something that directly pointed to A&M, and both times it happened after he got beat.
Yep.
So I think it is directly related to a team in the conference.
Yeah.
That
he doesn't want Texas A&M being on the same status as them.
100%. Yep. I think it's less about little old A&M versus, uh-oh, they could be competing with me here quicker. I mean, when you lose, it becomes real. And both times he's had problems publicly, it's been about A&M, and it's been after they beat him. One of them was tied directly to A&M beating him because of the speed of the game. And the other one, you know, they just got done beating him with Zach Calzada, and now A&M puts together this recruiting class. But what's crazy is that, and when we come back, we'll get into this, Nick Saban, like, you don't have any skeletons in your closet? Why would you come out? This is an incredible miscalculation.
Mm-hmm.
Or something intentional, because Nick Saban's almost done doing it. Either Nick Saban figures, I'm almost done with this. I'm tired of dealing with this. Or it was just a huge miscalculation. My guess is huge miscalculation. Because too many players know where the bodies are buried too. They've been recruited by Nick Saban.
Elon Musk. Did you see what he tweeted?
No. Is this real?
Next, I'm going to buy Nick Saban some recruits so he can quit crying. I guess it's got the check mark. It's him, I guess. Oh, my God. That is so funny. NIL attorney Mike Caspino, having worked with A&M, everything Jimbo Fisher said is 100% correct and true. He didn't violate any bylaws if you keep the collective separate from the school. A&M and their collective are just very good at what they do. Their collective is their NIL boosters and people who can actually go and give NIL
when
money,
I come back,
which
I'm
is separate
read.
From the university. See, that's the thing. He said Texas A&M did it. Nick Saban accused Texas A&M of doing it, and that means the coaching staff, which is a violation of NIL rules. The coaches can't have anything to do with
it. Well, he means that A&M is responsible for
Well, and also,
I know what he
the
means.
Second thing is, that's right, you can't use NIL money to recruit, period. You can't.
Oh, well, that's, well, that, I mean, show me some, that's being, that's happening all over the country.
Well, but that's right, everybody's breaking away. So he singled out A&M. That's a problem.
Well, yeah, because that's a
and
division.
And that's what Nick said. That's what he apologized for. He said, I singled him out and I shouldn't have done that. All right.
Do you have Nick's comments singling him out?
Yeah.
If so, we need to play that too. And I'm going to read you what Travis Johnson, who was recruited by Nick Saban, what he had to say yesterday. Because Travis, who you know has been on the radio here, played for the Houston Texans, he had some direct comments about Nick Saban. And this is what makes it crazy to me: there are people out there
that
know where the bodies are buried.
Everybody
also, like,
knows.
How could you come out this publicly if there's an axe to grind against you? Some axes are getting ready to get
crowned. Like the Red Sox accusing the Astros of cheating.
Yeah, 100%. Or the Yankees opening their fat mouths about the Astros.
Dumbasses.
Like, do y'all really want to do this?
All right.
Jim Crane going, Cashman needs to shut up. That's what Jim Crane was saying. Like, Jim Crane was basically Jimbo.
Right.
Saying, I'll tell you one thing right now, Brian Cashman. We can get out there right now, start throwing hands right now. Jim Crane would beat Brian Cashman.
Oh, yeah, he would. Oh, yeah. No question. Craig the Surf could beat a lot of people's ass.
Well, Craig the Surf used to be a bodybuilder, as a matter of fact. Now, if he needs to throw up a quick, just hit you with 225, 24 reps, he can still probably do that. I mean, Craig, A, he has shorter arms, so it's easier to jack those weights up. But number two, you know, he's got the powerful chest. Now, with that power comes responsibility, and he is very responsible with that power. And he siphons it over to his sales side where he says, look, do whatever it takes to help people find the best cars. You can go get your GMCs, your Buicks, your Chevys anywhere you want. But the thing that really separates Gulf Coast Chevy, Buick, GMC, and Angleton is that they go the extra mile with customer service. They find every little benefit that they can find that they can throw onto your deal. Oh, here's a $500 cash discount. Here's this. Here's that. They have the customer service where they'll come out to your car and pick your car up from Houston if you can't make it in and deliver your vehicle. They do that. They deliver paperwork out here in Houston to people on a regular basis. They also go that extra mile when it comes to making sure that your service time is very minimal, whether it's been a collision because of a wreck or whether it's just standard service. They get you in and out much more quickly than the other guys. Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. Go to LanceZCars.com. That's LanceZCars.com.
This is Ed Too Tall Jones, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Cold, clean, crisp, refreshing, Coors Light. It's the world's most refreshing beer. I am so excited. When Lent ends, I can't be more excited because I get to go and play golf, and I get to drink my Coors Light. I'm keeping Texas chill. Are you keeping Texas chill? You know you're chill right now, right? Well, you know you're chill when you got those blue mountains. When you got those blue mountains, when you're, it doesn't matter what you're doing. I don't care what you're doing. You're playing poker. You're playing golf. You're just hanging out with your buddies. You're sitting at the bar. You're watching your games. Whatever it is that you're doing, you got cold, clean, crisp, and refreshing. You're keeping Texas chill. That's what we do. That's what we do, and we want you to do that too. If you haven't tried Coors Light, please do. If you have, I'm sure. Listen, there's no other beer that can tell you it's cold. I mean, you could take a Coors Light out of the fridge, and this was just put in because the beer's not cold yet. Because I can see that the mountains are still white. When the mountains turn blue, now you got yourself cold, clean, crisp, and refreshing. The world's most refreshing beer. You're looking for that right now. Let's go. Let's go this weekend. Make it a cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light. Keep Texas chill, baby.
The godfather of Houston sports radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, so listen, everybody wants to hear. Okay, so this is a war. It's between Texas A&M and Alabama. So let's hear what Longhorn Scott has to say about it.
What's he jumping in here? Does he really want to get involved in this SEC stuff?
Well, he's in the SEC now.
No, he's not.
Well, he will be soon, so guess what you're in for. This kind of war, Longhorn Scott.
Yep.
Hey, well, first of all, you know, you guys have been reminiscing all week about 25 years and all that, and so I got to tell you, those times when I would sit in with you guys in the studio and take calls from the Sooner track on Texas OU weekend, personally, that was a heck of a lot of fun. And then another quick story, real quick. I've got a buddy who now was the third base coach of my daughter's softball team, and I bet you he's listening right now. Die hard Aggie. And apparently, many years ago, he would when I would call in and stir the pot, he would get all wound up and riled up. So much so that, like, eventually we wound up with our kids at the same school, and some of our mutual friends were like, oh, my God, you ever met this guy? I'm like, I won't say his name, but they're like, I was like, no, not yet. And they're like, oh, God, your Longhorn Scott, oh, he hates you. So anyway, all these years later, my buddy and I were head coaches of the softball team, and then this guy, this Aggie, who's become a good buddy now, was our third base coach. So good guy. But it's just, it makes it fun, and that's what I love about college sports. Now, that being said, he's not going to like what I'm about to say, and that is there was never a more perfect union between a coach and a school/fan base than Jimbo Fisher and A&M. I mean, I know we've all heard the phrase, "Methinks thou dost protest this too much." I mean, most schools, here's what UT does if that happens to them. Hey, it's your statement. We respect all of our members of our league, and we have committed to being diligent, blah, blah, blah. Nope, not Jimbo Fisher. He comes out and doubles down. Reminds me of Bill Clinton. I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Monica. Like, oh, and then, of course, it all came out that, in fact, you did have sexual relations with that woman, Monica.
Rafael Palmeiro. And I did not cheat. I took
it. It's just despicable. I say, I'm going to say 500 words a minute. I get paid by the word. Every word I say, I get $10 more. I'm going to keep going. And I'm going to tell you this. Despicable. Don't talk to that man. I mean, dude, Nick Saban, if you don't think he's tactical with what he does, and then he sets the trap, and then he comes out. Now, yeah, is there blood on Nick Saban's hands? And would it be easy to prove? Probably, and almost certainly. But when you respond that way, you've now magnified all of this for everyone. And I don't see this going well for anybody in this conversation, those two parties. But, like, that Jimbo Fisher is the perfect, insecure, thin-skinned, like, doesn't handle it professionally, like, Texas is coming to SEC. We're going to pay our coach an extra $1.5 million. Look how big we are down there. And then we're gonna by God, get the best recruiting class. And Kiffin nailed it. I'll shut up in a second. Kiffin nails it. He goes through the last four previous years, 0 5-stars, 1 5-star, 2 5-stars, 1 5-star, and then 7 5-stars after going 4-4, which is typical of A&M's performance in the SEC.
Oh, here we go.
And
that's
they get the best class ever. Come on, dude. If it smells like, if it talks like a duck and walks like a duck, it's probably a duck. Quack, quack. I mean, come on, dude. Jimbo.
Hold on one second. I think we may have an Aggie that wants to rebut. Don't be scared. Don't be scared.
I don't know where.
It's Chris. Chris, get in here, Chris.
Chris, what are your thoughts?
Oh, here we go. Hey, first of all, it is funny to come full circle from me getting trolled by Longhorn Scott to us being buddies. Our girls are in the same class, the whole deal. Now, that being said, let me tell you, the Longhorns do not issue a statement. What they do is try to make a rule so you can't do horns down because they get butt hurt every time they lose to the Sooners, the Aggies, or anybody else.
Relax,
Lawson Scott. With we make a statement and we're so professional. You're not. Okay, change coaches every year. You need to figure it out. All right, don't worry about us. Worry about you guys.
Tell you what, this right here, this is like.
You guys go talk about this at your girls' softball game. That's all. We're done with you
Wait
two.
A minute. That is kind of true. And he goes, Longhorn Scott had to come in and make his official statement
right,
on this.
Right.
Longhorns have spoken on this matter.
All right. Read Travis Johnson's tweet.
Travis Johnson said this. So Mike Rodak said, from Saban, we were second recruiting last year. A&M was first. A&M bought every player on their team, made a deal for name, image, and likeness. We didn't buy one player, but I don't know if we're going to be able to sustain that in the future because more and more people are doing it, right? Which does sound like it's a message to his donors to pony up. Travis Johnson retweeted that and said, y'all been paying for players since the 80s, offered me six figures in 99-2000, and gave Albert Means and his coaches six figures during that time, and now y'all swear y'all not paying anyone. Like the kids say, cap. Y'all was NIL before NIL. See, this is what's weird about Nick. Like, you didn't think about the fact that guys like Travis Johnson would be more than happy to come out there and throw your dirt about. Now, that would have been Michigan State. That would have been Michigan State, Travis Johnson. If he's talking about getting money. Well, see, that's what's weird. He's like 99-2000. Nick Saban was at Michigan State then. Albert Means went to Alabama. So I'm not sure.
Yeah, but,
unless he was talking about Albert Means being recruited. Because Nick Saban was at, when he says yards, is he talking about Nick Saban or Alabama there? Because Nick was at Michigan State then. I know for a fact. Then he went to LSU.
Yeah.
And then he went to Miami, and then Miami Dolphins, and then he went to Alabama. So I'm not sure who exactly he's talking about. But this is the point. All that stuff. Do you think there's any chance that Nick's not the Alabama?
99-2000. 2000, he was at LSU. But I don't know why he's talking about Albert Means.
Yeah.
2000 to 2004, he was at LSU.
Right.
99, he was at Michigan State. And which recruiting class was it, the 2000 or the 99?
I don't know. He's got a 99-2000. Obviously, 99 football season, 2000 signing class.
Well, I could see. Nick was doing it everywhere he went. Paying players. Everywhere.
I don't know that.
I do know. I know that.
Okay. I'm not saying that. I don't know that.
That Nick Saban is throwing rocks at people paying players is the most it is unbelievable that this would be coming out of his mouth. To think that he has not cheated all of these years and gotten all of these teams to the players that they've gotten. I mean, there are so many receipts out there, Nick. You better watch yourself. I swear this is the dumbest thing he's ever said.
Well, now that I'm going
to be coming after
an Alabama father, I'm going to start ponying up because we're in an arms race now. Yeah. Against the Aggies.
You are.
And we're doing things the right way at Texas A&M. I mean, at Alabama, we're doing things the right way. We are, we don't pay anybody. We don't give anybody NIL stuff. We do things the right way. It's the Aggies that are cheating. We do things the right way at Alabama. So I don't know what all y'all are talking about. Okay? It's going to be tough to do a show with Jimbo this year. I'm going to get so fired up because, you know, we at Alabama have been doing things the clean way and the classy way for a long time.
I just wonder what the good doctor thinks of all this.
Yeah, we may have to find out. We may have to pull him off Smoothwater Country Club. I can't imagine he's going to be happy.
He's probably
with
not
Jimbo mouthing off to Saban.
You don't think he might be at Southern Hills in Tulsa watching the PGA.
If he would go to Oklahoma, the state of Oklahoma.
Yeah, I don't think he'd go. It's 746 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We're behind, so we're going to catch up. Doc Linville is what we're catching up with. Doc Linville is the best. Doc Linville is going to give you hair. I'm looking at my hair right now on Twitch. What? Yeah, I got nice hair. I'm sorry. I you know what? Maybe that's narcissistic. Maybe I'm like Nick Saban. Maybe I'm a little narcissistic. Okay, maybe I am. But the doc gave me that ability. You know why? It's because I got nice hair now. I used to have crappy hair. I used to have mangy hair. I used to have a giant nine iron divot out of the back of my head. I used to have all those things. You know what I don't have anymore? That. You know why? Because of Doc Linville. He's filled it in, and it's awesome. And the process is great, and it's wonderful. And if you're somebody that if you're disgusted with your hair, there's nothing we can do about that. All we got to do, well, there is something we can do about that. We can fix it with the Neo grafting. It's easy. It's wonderful. It's pain. It's not. Listen, there's no pain involved. There's some discomfort because you're taking the hair out of it and putting it on the top of your head. But I did the other way. Oh, that was painful. Neo grafting, much better. If you're looking for a great way to get hair, 975hair.com, 975hair.com.
Yes. 97.5.
Hey, time for us to talk about, oh my gosh, I had a plumbing problem on Sunday. Sunday morning, we wake up, water all over the kitchen floor. The sink was leaking. Call Billy and Aqueduct Plumbing. They were there. I turned off the water. So they said, well, okay, we'll come out. No. I turned off the water. Just come tomorrow morning, Monday. That's fine. and fixed it, bing, 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 done, and just did a perfect job. And you know what? If you've got some kind of an issue, now you don't always need a plumber, but if you do need a plumber, when you do need a plumber, it's Aqueduct because the people are fantastic.
The people, Billy and Mary, and I had them come out, as a matter of fact, myself about 3 weeks ago for an issue we had. It's actually a recurring issue. And what they told my wife was they showed her exactly, they took care of the issue, and then they showed, if we want to get this fixed, we got to move the pipe from here to here, change this and change that, gave us the estimate. I mean, it's super professional, super efficient. And the great thing is they do great work for real prices. They're not trying to jack rates up on you or find fake things that are wrong that they can fix. That's not going to be the case. They're a company that you can trust. And it's one of the reasons that John and I are so happy to speak for them is because you need a plumber that you can trust. And we've got one for you. TheBenchPlumbing.com, TheBenchPlumbing.com.
You're listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
So this is the big payback. Well done, RJ. You've got the big payback is the song here by James Brown. And it's appropriate. It's the theme, right? Because is there going to be a big payback by, I don't know who the payback is, the Jimbo? I feel like it's Nick Saban. Immediately, sports books opened up betting on Alabama and A&M yesterday. And on a site that I saw, Alabama is a 14.5 point favorite over Texas A&M at home. So, and it's called, on the website, it says NIL Bowl. So they're calling it the NIL Bowl, and it's 14.5.
14.5. I'm taking that 14.5 right now.
I don't know who their quarterback. I mean, I don't know. Bryce Young, Nick Saban, whenever you're going to take the points?
Yeah. I ain't laying 14.5 against in this game. No way. No chance.
I think, I don't know, man. Will Anderson still plays football. Dallas, whatever the kid's name, number 15. The other kid is on the other side of the field. You've got, now granted, you lose wide receivers every year, but you lost Mechie and you lost Jameson Williams. But Bryce Young is still there. They've got good running backs still in place. I don't know. You think?
Yep, I'm taking the 14.5. Hey, let's, before we get to into this, we're giving away a 4-pack of Space Cowboys tickets once per hour, okay, to tonight's game. So every hour this morning, 4-pack of tickets. At 8 o'clock exactly, you call in to 713-780-3776, and the fourth caller is going to win the 4-pack of Space Cowboys tickets. But you got to be able to go tonight, okay? I think we leave them, right? Don't their names at the ticket office? So they don't have to come up here. You don't have to be able to come up here today. Well, I think we leave your names at the ticket office, and you can pick them up when you go to the game. We'll call. Yeah. So we're giving away this hour, next hour, and in the 9 o'clock hour. So everybody, keep on listening. If you want Space Cowboy tickets, we'll tell you exactly how that's going to go down. All right, 713-780-3776.
That's Captain Chompers?
713-780-3776. Is that Captain Chompers?
That's what he said, yeah.
All right, Captain Chompers is here. Hey, Chompers, what you doing?
Hey, guys, how are y'all? Captain Chompers here.
It is Captain Chompers.
It is Captain Chompers. What's up, Chompers?
I just wanted to call in and congratulate y'all on 25. I still listen to the show most days, and I'm captivated on some level every time I tune in. You guys are incredible at what you do. Congratulations, and cheers to many more. I wanted to talk Saban's comments a little bit, if you've got some time.
Yeah, let's go.
I just wanted to say I've got to agree with John a little bit. As an LSU guy, I definitely dislike Aggie. But Saban can be more of a hypocrite here. He recruited Eli Ricks right off a roster. He tried to get Kayshon Booty, too, before the lawyer McKernan stepped in and dropped the bag off for that guy. I think he's just starting to see the writing on the wall with Georgia's success, using his model and the NIL stuff, leveling the field. And he's just showing what a little Napoleonic complex biz notch he's always been. Anyway, you know, it's nice as a Tiger to sit back and watch them dig up each other's bodies, and I hope that we get a lot more dirt coming from this feud.
Oh, yeah.
That LSU guy just, oh, yeah, just sitting back.
Loves
like,
it. Loves it.
Drink, sipping the sipping a tea like Kermit.
Just super to see this. I love it. You know what? I don't know. Publicly like this, big names like this, the vitriol like this.
Do you know what?
This the is, name calling.
But do you understand this is why the Southwest Conference broke up? Everyone else was cheating around college football in the 80s. And into the 90s, Southwest Conference broke up because people started telling on each other in the conference. It was what created the breakup of the Southwest Conference. That's why A&M. Did you ever see how many people did you ever see get? Houston got. They were on probation. It used to be probation meant something. See, the NCAA used to be on probation, and if you cheated, not some of the rules were archaic, but if you cheated, you couldn't play in a bowl game for 2 years, maybe. A year, 2 years. You couldn't be on TV for a year or 2 years. It used to mean something.
Yep.
And A&M kept being habitual line crossers, which is why they got the death penalty, but it almost ended up being too much. Like, I think it kind of hurt because A&M was, I mean, because SMU was so beat up. But Texas, the state of Texas and the Southwest Conference, really, they started ratting on each other, and that's why the conference ended up breaking up, because you started having people saying, "Hey, we got a different MO here than this group, and we don't like SMU, we don't like TCU." My dad coached in the conference. I remember some of the stories and some of the stuff that was going on, and I mean, Houston was a lower level player and all that stuff. They didn't really have the money, and yet they got in more trouble than some of the schools that were.
That's the whole thing. When Kentucky cheats, then Morgan State goes on probation, right? I mean, that's what happens. Actually, Ross Bjork chimed in, too, the Texas A&M AD. This is personal. Coach Fisher views this as a personal attack on his integrity and on Texas A&M's integrity. To have personal attacks to say that the only reason A&M recruited well is NIL money is wrong. There are sportsmanship bylaws in the SEC. We believe Coach Saban violated those bylaws. And the bylaws that he's talking about.
This is a huge deal.
This
is a really big deal.
All right, 756. Bombani Jones is going to join us on the other side. We'll talk to him about this stuff. You've heard him on ESPN.
He's got an HBO show now. He took a shot at me on his HBO show. I'm friends with Bombani.
And he took a shot at me.
He used me in the thing about draft guys.
What are you right? What
it was
are you
about right draft on? Guys. Oh. It's like, you know, the draft guys commenting on players or something like that. I'm like, what?
Hey.
What
the hell?
What are we doing here?
And before we get to Bombani, let's talk about how water. And you just talked about how hot it is outside. What's it going to be, 110? Well, you got to hydrate. You need to hydrate. You have to hydrate. If you don't hydrate, then guess what's going to happen? You're going to have cramps and even worse, okay? You need to make sure that you're hydrated. And this is the best water out there for hydration. How? Hyper-pure oxygenated water. DrinkHowWater.com. DrinkHowWater.com. And you're going to find that you are going to be, you're going to like the taste of the water. Listen, you go to the store and you buy water. How about this? How about they have them delivered it to you? How about you go to the website and have them deliver you the water and get 20% off? When you put in John 20, you get 20% off. It's not like it's expensive, okay? And you're going to get 20% off. And you're going to get super hydrated. And you know what? Instead of, listen, and if you go out drinking some night, before you go to bed, you drink this hot water, it's going to help you because you're going to be more hydrated. So if you drink or you're outside or whatever the case may be, you need hydration, drinkhowwater.com. John 20 is the promo code.
We'll take a short break. Stay tuned for more John and Lance on ESPN 97.5.